for 60 seconds from the shot caller question of the day. But first, the Olympics officially start today.
Just a year late.
Yeah.
That's all.
Small postponement.
Uh-huh.
Probably the most interesting news of the week about the game so far. I'm sure you guys have already seen this, but officials in Tokyo have set up 18,000 beds for the athletes.
Oh, yeah.
In the notoriously sex-crazed Olympic Village.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Everybody's pole vaulting in the O Village.
I love how they call the O Village.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It makes sense. Yeah.
And one of the American distance runners just tweeted out a photo of the beds there saying, pretty sure these beds are made of cardboard, so nobody's doing it.
Mm-hmm. And they look like it. From the picture, I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look like cardboard.
It looked worse than my college dorm bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way worse.
Tokyo officials didn't disagree with the tweet. They say the beds are only able to withstand the weight of a single person.
What?
They're not meant to be jostled or manhandled. But they are handing out 160,000 condoms to Olympic athletes.
Honestly, if you are an Olympic athlete, why you need a bed to do it?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You can do it on the high bar.
Yeah, exactly. You got a lot of strength.
Yeah. Interesting, because at the last Summer Olympics in Rio, they gave out 450,000 condoms.
Are you keeping a record of this?
I know the exact amount of condoms handed out at every Olympic Games dating back to 1976.
Do you know how many were used?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And
wow.
So I don't know what that means. I guess they're not expecting as much action this year at the Olympics.
Oh.
Just athletes engaging in stiff competition.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. There it was.
That's what they want them to focus on.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's how they do it. And we're going to focus on doing the shot caller question of the day. So we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Jeff Headmister DeBow.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm not going to read into that one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to put on the shock collar.
Headmaster?
While that happens.
Well, that too, I bet.
Yeah.
Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
The Summer Games have been going on for over 125 years. Mm-hmm. And throughout that time, there have been a lot of changes. Venues have gotten bigger, the medals are shinier, and the pools, I'm pretty sure, are wetter.
No,
I'm pretty sure. It says right here. But one thing that we know that has changed quite a bit over time are the events. In front of me, I have a list of four of them that may or may not have happened. You'll have 30 seconds to discuss each one and tell me whether you think it was a real challenge during the Olympics or is it made up.
Let's go.
Are you ready? Your first event, shout fighting. In this event, competitors would step to a podium one at a time and yell as loud as they could in front of a sound level meter for 10 seconds.
Dude.
The Olympian whose noise registered the highest reading in decibels would win. Is that a real or a fake event?
Well, I know farmers do certain calls. Like they do competitions where it's like the loudest turkey.
It does sound like sort of like Logger Days event.
Yeah.
How do you train for that?
I mean, you do have to train. You'd have to have a strong diaphragm.
Your vocal cords need to be strong.
Your breathing needs to be amazing in order to.
What, you think it's true?
I don't think so.
I think
it's false. I think it was like a Guinness Book of World Record thing.
Yeah, I think it's false too.
All right. Your next event, solo synchronized swimming. Instead of choreographing a water dance with a group, these competitors swam danced with themselves and synchronized to the music rather than with partners. Was that event real or fake?
Dude, sounds real.
It's all I did in third grade at the pool.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you know.
Listening to the Indigo Girls and spinning around.
Oh, you wouldn't believe my handstands. I can lay up, I can float on my back and put legs up in the air. I have worked my life for this. That better be true.
This may have stemmed the groups doing it.
No,
maybe
I think
as a solo and people go, that's really cool. What if we could do it in synchronized?
No, I think the groups were already going and then there was the one person who didn't work well in a team.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm better.
It's like, why don't you do it on my own?
I feel like that'd be Jeff if he was in a synchronized team.
I think it's true.
I'm going to go with true also.
Your next event, live pigeon shooting. Rather than using clay pigeons, this event used live birds, and the medal winner was whoever shot the most pigeons. Was this a real Olympic event or fake?
Yeah, this one's gotta be real.
People shot everything back then.
Lucky it's only pigeons.
Yeah.
It wasn't like humans.
I don't know, though.
every country has hunted.
People don't go pigeon hunting. You go duck hunting. Like, why would it be pigeons and not ducks? That's so where many. I'm.
I mean, this would be like hundreds and hundreds of pigeons that they would have to kill. Maybe that's how they fed everybody.
No, I'm gonna go false. I think it's false.
I think it's true, Jeff.
I think they would have done a bird that they actually would have hunted if they were gonna do bird hunting.
Okay, I'm gonna go false. I think they just stuck with the clay pigeons from the beginning.
Finally, equestrian ballet. As the horse goes through an Olympic obstacle course, classical music is played while the rider, who is on top of the horse, performs pirouettes, headstands, and all sorts of aerial activity.
Whoa.
There were many injuries. Yep. Was this event real or fake?
I mean, I've seen a lot of old pictures of people doing tricks on the back of horses, you know, circus-style stunts. But I don't know that they were from the Olympics, but I can just picture a black and white photo.
That's true. Someone like standing with their arms out on top of a horse.
I feel like that last part, though, threw me off.
Which
where he
part
said
was it?
There were a lot of injuries.
He's doing it to throw
He's
you
trying
off.
To throw me off with that.
But I think there would be a lot of injuries.
Exactly, which is why now I'm thinking it's false.
See, I think you're overthinking it. I think it's true.
I'm with you.
I think he was trying to make it seem real by being like, there were like many deaths.
And trying to throw you off like a horse would do a rider in an Olympic event.
He's doing it again, trying to get into my head. I'm going to say that it's false.
Oh, okay. So you only went with one true.
Only one of those was real.
Wow.
I gave you four events and asked you to tell me whether they were real or fake Olympic events. Your first event was shout fighting. You said that was fake. And it was fake.
Wow.
Nothing close to that has ever been considered for the Olympics. I just thought it was a funny visual.
Mm-hmm.
Your second event, solo synchronized swimming. You said that was real. And it was real.
Yeah.
It only happened at the 1984 and 1992 games, but today, two-person and eight-person variety still exists.
Mm.
Live pigeon shooting. You said that was fake. And it was real. In the 1900 Olympics, over 300 birds died during the event. And at the next games, clay pigeons were introduced.
Yeah, 300 birds?
Jeez, my God.
That's a slaughter.
Finally, equestrian ballet. You said that was fake. And I threw you off, Jeff, because that was real. It happened only once at the 1920 games, and it came about because circuses in Europe were big at the time, and many performers wanted their chance to win a medal, so Belgium took hold of the gold that year.
Way to go, Belgium.
You overthought it, Jeff.
Yeah, psyched myself out.
Jake psyched you out.
So, someone wanted to hear me sing We Are the Champions by Queen, so I'll sing that while I get shocked. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the
till win.
That's the end of the shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Laser Stories is coming up in just a minute. And because we're a morning radio show, we've probably had this conversation over a million times.
Okay.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
We're not, you're just trying to start a fight.
No, we're
now.
Not debating it right now.
Okay,
really?
Good.
So you're going to bring
we're
it up and we can't even talk about it.
I'm just telling you the results, because a new survey found 53% of people say it is.
What?
Serious?
I agree. I mean, if you consider a hoagie a sandwich, then why not a hot dog?
Sure.
It's the same shape.
Again, we're not getting into this right now because there's a new hot dog controversy that'll have your wieners rattling.
Question is,
do you put the condiments in the bun before the hot dog?
No.
Has that ever even occurred to you?
No, because it would make the bread all soggy.
Yeah.
You want to put it on the meat.
Thank you. Hot dog uses protection for the bread.
I've been doing it lately, and I love it.
What?
How many hot dogs do you eat lately?
How many people have you murdered in your life? What kind of monster are you?
At least one hot dog a day.
Oh, wow.
I think if you put it all on the top, then when you squeeze the bun to bite it, all the condiments come out and they leak all over your hands.
Yeah, welcome to the joy of a hot dog.
Thank you. That is the exact fun of it.
And then you can see how much you're putting on.
The crazy thing is, 75% of the people polled have done it before.
Whoa.
What?
That's not to say that it's their preferred method.
It's like, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, but if you've never done it, go ahead, try something new. Do it tonight.
Maybe I will.
Try it this weekend. Leave a comment on the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram or on our Facebook. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, you walk up to the hot dog vendor. Hold the dog. I got to put the condiments on.
This is a baseball game. There's many people. Sorry, it's for work.
Yeah. Research. Doing research.
Go ahead. I'd like to know, hot dog first or condiments first?
Ooh.
How do you like to decorate your Brian Griffin? That's what I call it.
Okay. I don't want to ask.
Okay. Well, at least I didn't call it the Texas around.
Whoa, wow. That is something different.
A bunch of prudes up on this show.
I'm going to start calling it that.
Laser stories coming up right after this. It's the radio segment whose number one hall pass is the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, really?
Or maybe it's the wand or the sparkle.
Yeah. Is she hot? I didn't even know.
She is. Or maybe it's the large amount of cash that she has on hand at all times.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Laser loves a sugar mama.
That's a fairy mama.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser and those other butt smudges just don't. This first laser story is out of France.
Oh, UV.
Patricia and David Carpenter and their two children moved into a new place last year. It was a cool building that used to be an old airplane hangar, so their new home was spacious, well-lit, and modern. However, the excitement wore off pretty quickly as bizarre things started happening while they were home.
Oh, no. Oh, those type of bizarre things?
Yeah. First, their daughter started seeing strange things like black shadows moving around the house.
Oh. I'm so scared. I wish I had a ham sandwich to calm my nerves.
Is that Shaggy?
Yep. And then lights would randomly go out. The TV would turn on by itself, and even the dishes would make strange squeaking noises at night, like someone was constantly rubbing their fingers on them.
Oh,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Jose's dishes do that, but it's only because he hasn't cleaned them in a month.
Yeah. Fed up, the couple sought the service of a ghost hunter, and after being inside, the inspector told them they were indeed being haunted by a trapped spirit from the 19th century, a woman named Ernestine, who wanted them gone.
Oh.
Was she, like a maid, though? Because it sounds like she's checking the TV. She wants to make sure everything's off and clean.
That'd be nice.
She sounds like the Karen of the 19th century, just unhappy with the entire layout. And there was just one problem, though. Patricia and David don't have the luxury of just simply moving to another home.
Right.
There was no way to afford it. But they were literally losing sleep over this. That's why after 8 p.m. every night, they set up a tent out on their balcony.
What?
They slept in the tent?
What?
Whoa.
Yep. With their kid?
A couple say they had no other option. It's the only way for them to get a good night's sleep. They've been doing it over a month. And right now, there's no end in sight.
Oh, my God.
They're just hoping the ghost finally gets bored and leaves them alone.
Probably not. I would go with another tactic, like maybe burning some sage. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to make friends with a ghost.
No, boring a ghost to death. That's tried and true.
No, they're already dead.
Maybe that's how she was killed.
Oh.
This next laser story is out of Florida. A 69-year-old guy came home from a doctor's appointment the other day. Found a random woman skinny dipping in his pool in the middle of the afternoon.
Party's here!
Oh my God, it's like dreams do come true.
It was around 90 degrees out, so it was hot, hence the birthday suit.
Got it.
So he called 911.
Come on, bro.
Just ask her to leave. Yeah. I mean, who hasn't broken into somebody's pool before?
When the cops showed up, 42-year-old Heather Kennedy was still completely naked, hanging out in his pool, cooling off, and she refused to leave.
Oh, no, she didn't.
It's hot out,
you know. If it was me, I wouldn't want them to call the police. That's all.
I feel like we all have a lot of sympathy for her, and I don't know that we should.
Yeah,
but
I'm on her side.
Yeah, me too.
The officers offered her some clothes to cover up, but she wouldn't get out of the water and told the boys in blue just leave her alone so she could keep swimming.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
Eventually, did get her out of the pool. And now she's facing charges for trespassing and resisting arrest. But maybe the best part of the story is when she went to gather her clothes, a bunch of drugs fell out.
Did I do that?
Okay, we were on your side for a second. I mean, if you're not going to share them.
Come on.
So obviously the cops asked her about those. And Heather's response, the drugs weren't hers.
Oh,
they really belonged to a friend named Crackhead Chris.
No. That's actually believable.
I was like, look, I'm going to take a crack swim break. And you want to just let me hold those.
Mm-hmm. And my friend Meth Head Mark, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She's doing court early next month to deal with the skinny dipping charges.
Uh-huh.
No word on if Crackhead Chris is going to show up to be a character witness for her.
No, I think he's hanging out with Heroin Harry.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of television land. Ooh. Fans of a specific game are losing their minds because news just hit that Fox is currently developing a physical reality competition series based on a childhood favorite.
Ooh.
the Hasbro game Mousetrap.
I love Mousetrap too. Did you ever play Mousetrap, Alexis?
Maybe like once.
We never like played the game. No, we just set it up. Yeah, it was so fun.
Contestants will work through a series of demanding challenges requiring the utmost physical and mental endurance. And then each episode, it's going to finish with the final round where the last player standing will all work together to steal as much cheese as possible while risking capture by the iconic Mousetrap.
Remember, there was the big net that would fall down on
you? Yeah, that was the fun part.
The Mousetrap series joins a list of projects in the works based on Hasbro games, including an animated Clue television series and small screen adaptations of Dungeons & Dragons and the board game Risk.
Okay. Jamie, you're not a fan of that, Jeffrey?
Cavalry to square 9.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this commercial break to see how that panned out. Hasbro's competitor Mattel's also working on TV adaptations of its popular games, including Uno and Whack-A-Mole.
Kapooyah!
I still want Uno. I know nobody's for it, but
Whack-A-Mole sounds fun to me.
No,
okay.
The best game that they'll invent is Operation. Random person's going to do surgery on this random guy. Let's see if he doesn't touch the edges.
Keep an eye out for those to come out soon. This next laser story is out of The Secret to Happiness.
We all need this.
Apparently, a study was done, and they found a key to living a long, healthy, happy life. And all you got to do is... checking my notes here.
What?
Oh, okay. Give away 3/4 of your money.
What?
No!
Wait.
Hello? What?
Give away money?
I'm sorry. I'm all for charity. Mm-hmm. 3/4 is a lot,
That's
Jeffrey.
A lot.
How much? I mean, maybe if you're Bill Gates, it doesn't matter, or Jeff Bezos, but...
Okay, selfish, but researchers at a university in the Netherlands found a direct connection between the amount of money people give away and how long they live.
Oh, it's in Netherlands.
Oh, my God.
It's like they don't have to pay for anything there.
They found France and Japan have the longest life expectancy, and people in those countries share an average of almost 70% of their lifetime income.
Wow.
It does feel good to give back.
Also, they have mortality rates that are much lower than China or Turkey, where people only share 44% of their savings.
I need to be sharing more. These countries, Turkey's giving away 40%?
Half of your bank account?
The good news is, Brooke, you don't have to give your money to strangers or to charity for this. Helping out your kids or family members does count as well.
Oh, if you're doing that type of math, they take all of my money.
So if you're wondering why sharing your money is linked to living longer, quote, sharing generosity may reflect the strength of social connectedness, which itself benefits human health and well-being and indirectly raises survival.
All I'm hearing is I'm not going to be able to pay rent.
In other words, being generous gives you stronger social connections, and those make you healthier and happier, so you live longer.
Yeah, it's like that person owes me. I got to keep them in my life.
For example,
they owe you. Yeah.
Do you know how much money this guy's given to high-heeled shoes over the years? I don't know the exact amount. I just know it's all in ones. Is that considered charity?
I think so. According to that list, it is.
Okay,
or maybe just the shoe's name was charity.
Yeah.
Either way, that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
On this show, we've taken a pretty strong stance against cheating on your significant other.
Yeah, wouldn't you say?
But I think it takes a big person to admit when you were wrong.
Wait,
and maybe we've been too quick to judge.
Wait,
cheating's cool now? Maybe cheating isn't that bad.
What? Jeffrey, are you kidding me?
Maybe getting cheated on is actually the best thing that's ever happened to someone.
I mean, if it leads to happiness, I guess, cliche, everything happens for a reason. I hate that. I know you're skeptical, but
if you don't believe me, 3 women are all making their dreams come true, and it's all thanks to one lame dude being unfaithful.
Really?
You'll hear how sometimes cheating is good coming up at 7:10. I believe it was Gandhi who said, all you need to achieve your dreams is to work hard, believe in yourself, and have your significant other sleep around behind your back.
Gandhi, what?
Was that Gandhi?
No, I don't know that anyone ever said that.
It was Snooki. I always get them confused, short, tan. But there's something to that, I think. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What are you talking about? There's something to that.
Because a 19-year-old Utah State University student named Abby is in the news. She was in an exclusive relationship with a guy named Taylor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At least that's what she thought.
Oh, no.
Oh, Taylor.
Until she got a text from two girls one night who mentioned her boyfriend and said, "Hey, are you dating this person?" And they sent her a picture, and Abby answered, "Yes." And then she got a shocking reply that she was not expecting, saying, "Well, we're both dating him too."
Oh!
Oh, so she's a third, not even the second girl?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
How is this guy managing?
It was a huge shock for all the ladies, and after doing a little more digging, turns out the guy wasn't just three-timing them. He was six-timing them.
Jeez!
What? How?
Yeah. Juggling a total of six women all at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Terrible person, but impeccable scheduling skills.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely like an event planner.
Especially when you're like 19, you're on a college campus. Like, how are you not getting caught?
That's true.
Seriously, if that guy needs a job, we're ready to hire. Because this is super disorganized over here. But, yeah, the three women, Abby and the two other girls, Becca and Morgan, all dumped the dude.
Okay.
But after, they stayed in touch, and they developed a really close bond that the girls described as, quote, really, really healing.
Oh, with each other?
Yes.
Like, they're done with the dude, and now they're doing a friendship thing.
And that's when they realized they actually all have pretty similar interests and said, why not spend the entire summer living in a van and traveling around the country together?
What the heck is going on now?
Because that's the next step, usually.
Yep.
It's kind of funny. Like, no wonder he liked all those girls. Like, they're all very similar.
Right.
Right? They have similar interests.
They're all single now. They might as well take a trip.
Yeah. He has a type, is what you're saying.
Definitely.
And the type like each other.
You're saying that you never thought that when you got cheated on by an ex?
Like, I should go with the side piece?
And do a road trip together.
You know, it never crossed my mind, but maybe it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Exactly.
Isn't it usually the opposite, where they want to fight the person?
Yeah.
Rather than befriend them?
I know, but maybe we're going about it all the wrong way.
Exactly.
Right? Because, like, who's upset now? It's not the girls.
It's the guys.
Yeah.
So the three of them did something that no one has ever thought of or done before.
Really?
They bought an old 1991 school bus.
God, everyone does
and they they retrofitted it.
All right.
And they went on a road trip together.
Hashtag van life.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just very so creative and outside of the box.
I know that it's so cliche, but I'm also still kind of jealous of those people.
Yeah.
When I see it, I'm like, do you just have rich parents? Like, how do you guys have jobs?
That's what I want to know. Or maybe they can work remotely.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. That's true.
If you find a Wi-Fi spot.
Yeah. In the school bus.
Well, they're 19 years old, so I don't know what jobs they're. I mean, they're in college still.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
so that means somebody else retrofitted the van for them.
They named it the BAM bus for their initials, Becca, Abby, and Morgan.
Sounds like another website I really like.
Yeah.
And they just started posting about their trip online.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah.
We could follow them or something?
You could. Originally, they were only supposed to be gone for 3 weeks, but they were having such a good time on their trip that they've extended it. And last time I checked, BAM Bus has over 20,000 followers on Instagram.
Dang.
Okay.
That's kind of awesome. I want to follow him.
Yeah.
I want to live vicariously through the
girls. I think Brooke, like, literally wants to follow the bus.
I feel like she does. Yeah.
Brooke's encouraging her husband to cheat so she could be the two B's in the BAM Bus now.
No, I'd bring him with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even still?
Be the family bus.
I don't think they want that.
Yeah, just in the back, it's just they don't wanna husband and kids. Like, okay, kiddos, let's get ready to go to the next location.
Knocking on their bus in the morning. So what are we doing today?
Yeah.
I got an itinerary planned for us.
So at this point, they're thinking of traveling for a full year in the bus.
Whoa. Wow.
Maybe taking the year off of going to school.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I bet their parents are stoked.
Yeah.
Well,
that's like literally any reason just to not go to school.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, what does it all really mean?
Yeah,
anyway?
You know, we don't need school.
Uh-huh.
Are they doing this all for revenge on their ex? They say no. They say it's not
doesn't
about
sound
that
like
at
it
all.
At this point.
Yeah. I mean, they're too invested for it to still be revenge.
They say they don't talk about him ever unless it's just to laugh at the circumstances that brought them together.
Okay.
And that they're just authentically following their dreams.
Yeah. Guaranteed there's a lot of jokes about his tiny manhood.
Oh,
on
for
that bus.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, so there you go. If you have a significant other and you have a dream, it's possible.
Oh, as long as they cheat on you.
As long as they cheat on you, you gotta push them away so that you can make something of yourself.
Someone listening right now in their car just shed a tear, and it's like, I needed to hear that.
Yeah. All right, they're making lemonade, and I like that. Good for them.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And when you're a parent, there's nothing more precious than seeing your child experience life's big milestones.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, just even saying that makes me happy.
I've had zero milestones for my parents to be proud of yet.
It's okay, Jose.
Maybe being on this show.
But there's small moments, like their first word. Their first tooth.
Oh, my God. Okay. My daughter got her first wiggly tooth this week. Oh, and it's such a big deal in our house right now.
Cute. Their first middle finger to a stranger.
Did she do that too, Brooke?
Yeah, that was years ago.
But the thing is, you want to be there for those moments, and if you're not, it can make you do some weird stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, calling up a daycare and accusing the staff of trying to take those special moments from you.
Yeah.
That's what kind of happens today.
Uh-oh.
You'll hear how it goes in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Miss Danae.
This is Danae. Who is this?
My name is Ruth. And you have a kid in your group, Penelope. I'm her aunt.
Oh, hi. How are you? How can I help you?
Actually, I'm glad you asked me because I'm not good. So, yes, you can help me.
Oh, everything okay?
I am calling about the incident that happened last week.
I'm sorry. Something with Penelope?
Of course, with Penelope. Her mom has been in tears since it happened.
Since what happened? I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what happened exactly.
You know, when Penelope took her first steps at the daycare?
Oh, I thought it was a nice moment. Is her mom upset?
Upset? More like devastated. My sister is beside herself. She missed it.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Am I missing something?
Do I need to spell it out for you? Seeing your baby take their first steps is a big deal for a mother.
Look, I'm sorry that she missed it, but I cannot predict when something is going to happen when she's about to go through a milestone. I can't help that.
I mean, did you even try to stop it?
Why would I want to stop it?
Are you outright admitting right now that you didn't even try to prevent it?
You want me to make her sit there and she's taking her first steps? I don't understand why you're mad with me.
What, is the toddler too strong for you? I mean, a little push. That's all it would have taken.
You want me to push? You want me to push a child?
I don't know. It's not my job, okay? Put baby ankle weights on her for all I care.
What?
I just want to make sure that her mom does not miss another precious moment.
Lady, you have lost your mind.
Just put yourself in the mother's shoes. She's missing out on everything.
Won't she come in, sit her there all day, and then she won't miss any moment?
People have jobs. They're not responsible for watching their children. You are.
Excuse me?
And last month, she found out that her daughter saw a hamster for the first time at your daycare, and you stole that experience.
Here you are calling me about some hamster that she didn't get to see her smile a little bit. You are out of your freaking mind, lady.
I have never heard a teacher with less empathy than you. I mean, why even have kids if you don't get to see them hit their milestones?
I do not know what you want me to do. Do you want me to stop her until her mom comes to pick her up and she's around? Like, what do you want me to do?
So what we're going to do here is I'm hiring a camera crew to come to the daycare, and they're going to follow Penelope throughout the day. No, you listen to me, so that you don't steal any more precious moments from her mother.
Now you're saying you're going to have a camera crew to come into daycare to film us so you won't miss any moments of the day. Like, are you serious?
You always repeat everything that people say. You finally got
obviously,
it.
Okay. I need to.
By the way, when the camera's on, you need to look presentable.
Excuse me?
Not like some sorority girl that's coming home from an all-night kegger.
You are a mess, lady.
With your crop tops and your foam lattes.
Wait.
And your nice abs.
What are you talking about?
Haven't had any babies in there.
You really are taking it way too far. You're
Catherine
a mess.
Catherine told me how you spend your days working in those
inappropriate
outfits or around those small children.
Catherine told you what about me?
Oh, she said a lot. And not only did she tell me that, but she told me to do a prank phone call on you, too.
What? What did you just say?
I said it's a joke. This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God!
Oh,
no!
Miss Danae! Catherine set you up. Your boss set you up because she said you've been dealing with a bunch of, like, crazy helicopter parents lately.
I can't believe this. Like, when you were saying push the little kid down, I really thought you were crazy. Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you, this phone call would have gone a lot different if you were okay with it.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Today, we're all going to take out our magnifying glasses, put on our investigator hats, and throw on our matching Inspector Gadget underwear. Because my friends, have a mystery to solve.
Oh, I like that.
I have Scooby-Doo underwear. Did I screw it all up?
Oh, come on. No, that's not today.
We'll have to roll with it. We have to figure out the mystery at the fireman's ball.
Oh.
And without even hearing a single word, I already have a suspicion that it was Colonel Custard in the macaroni room with a slotted spoon.
Okay.
Ah, got him.
They don't have those things at a fireman's ball.
Well, even criminal geniuses like myself can be wrong from time to time. Because what happened at that fireman's ball had every single person in this room flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
Yes, I said flummoxed, just like Colonel Mustard would say.
Oh, got it.
We're going to get to the bottom of this mystery in a brand new second date update coming up right after this.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Normally, I have like a fun, silly intro prepared for these second date updates.
Yeah.
But before we came in studio, I ran into an old friend in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
What?
That's awkward.
I lost track of time.
Uh-oh.
So
okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Oh.
I know nothing about who's on the phone, what happened on their date, or where my pants are.
Wow.
I was curious.
A lot of questions, but we're going to get answers with whoever's on the line right now. Let's talk to them. Hello, who are you?
Hey, my name's Eddie. How are you guys?
Eddie.
Oh, hey, Eddie.
Do you know where Jeff's pants are?
Yes.
Bathroom, probably.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm really glad that we have you, Eddie. You obviously know what's going on. Tell us about the girl you want us to call today. Or the guy. I don't know. What's their name?
Her name is Jessica.
Okay.
Okay.
And where'd you meet?
So we met online, you know, like most people, we met online.
Uh-huh.
And like immediately I thought, I'm like, oh my God, this girl is gorgeous. I loved her sense of style.
Oh.
She had really nice lips, like celebrity looking lips. Like it was just, everything about her was like perfect.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, at that point, did you think she must not be real?
Yeah.
No, not really, because, like, the conversation was flowing, and, like, I don't know, everything seemed legit about her, like.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
You mentioned celebrity. What celebrity would you compare it to?
It was, like, Jessica Alba lips on, like, a regular-looking person, though.
Oh, okay.
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 What did you and Jessica end up doing for your date?
So, I was going to fire training academy, like, to be a firefighter.
Oh, cool. Ooh. That's awesome. Oh.
You went through Fire Academy for a date?
No. This was all prior. Yes, I did pass.
Nice.
And, like, they have a cool, like, dinner-like ceremony to, like, celebrate us passing and graduating and all that stuff. So I just invited her to come with me. It was, like, a cool, like, banquet hall type thing.
That's kind of a big pressure moment.
It wasn't my first choice, but, like, just because our schedules were so busy, that happened to be the only time we were free, and I just told her about it, and she seemed, like, excited, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
that's good.
It's definitely going to be a good look on you,
because
she's showing up, you're a firefighter, you're going to be saving lives soon, you're wearing that, like, really sharp firefighter outfit.
I know, seriously. Like, the formal firefighter look is hot.
Not the one with all the gear, but just that dark suit that they wear at the graduations. I mean, it's a good look, Eddie.
Wow, it sounds like you know a lot about firefighters and what they wear.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
I have a weekly visitation with the firefighting station.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
So, sorry, let's get back to you and Jessica.
Was there any awkward times during the night?
No, it wasn't not awkward at all. Like, we didn't even tell anyone it was our first date because I just told everyone, like, I'm bringing, like, a friend of mine that I've been talking to. And, like, everyone liked her. Like, she was cracking jokes at the table. Everyone was laughing. We ended up dancing together. It was, like, a genuine, like, really, really good time.
And I gotta say, smart move on not telling people that. Because then there's so much pressure, and everybody wants to get in on your business. If, like, oh, look at Eddie's on a first date. Like, that was a really good move on your part.
Yeah. But the thing that was weird, so after everything was said and done, like, she told me she had to go. And I was like, hey, I can drop you off. I've only had, like, one drink. I'm fine. I can just drop you off.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm just going to take an Uber. It's easier, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So then she ended up just, like, Ubering home. Like, we said goodbye. And I was like, I'd love to see you again. She's like, yeah, definitely, et cetera. And then after she Ubered home, I was like, I just haven't heard from her since. Like, I texted her next morning, and I was like, hey, last night was really fun. I hope you had fun, blah, 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 blah. And it was just been like radio silence ever since.
Wow.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I could see where she would leave just because, like, she wants to give you some time with your buddies or, you know, whatever to celebrate, but she wouldn't call you.
Mm. I would never pay for an Uber if I had a ride option.
what do you think?
I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything that would have, like, I thought everything went really well.
Huh. I know Brooke said that maybe this was a good idea, but having a firefighter date, bringing your date around all of these hot, hunky firefighters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe it wasn't such a good idea. Maybe somebody swooped in on her.
I don't know. I mean, I hope not, but that's what you guys are here for, so.
God, that'd be so low. I mean, at your actual graduation for becoming a firefighter and somebody steals your girl.
He's like, I brought Jessica Alba's lips here. Yeah. And you guys did this to me?
Yeah, man, and I didn't even get to kiss those lips either.
Oh, that's cold.
Man.
Well, let's see if we can actually get that to happen. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Jessica for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update. Okay, Eddie?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on, man.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, it's nice to have a real-life hero on the second date update.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Who wakes up every morning and selflessly goes out and makes a difference in his community and in people's lives.
Oh, yeah, that's so nice. Totally,
but enough about yours truly.
Okay.
Let's talk to our friend Eddie.
Get out of here.
Who, when you look at important jobs, you know, his is far behind a radio DJ, but still plays a pretty important role in our community because Eddie just graduated from Fire Academy and is now a firefighter. Eddie, I salute you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Little known fact, an emergency call a radio station, it's 910 before 911.
Oh, I see. We were 910.
That's how important
people call us an emergency.
Yeah. Quick, I need a second update. Hurry.
Sorry, we're only giving emergencies to caller number 27. Try again next time.
Tough luck.
Anyway.
Oh. Eddie, are you nervous right now for this call?
Yeah, kind of. I'm excited, definitely. I want to know what happened. Yeah.
What's your thought? What's your best guess?
Maybe she met somebody else and just didn't want to tell me. That's the only thing I can think of.
I think we all agree. Like we said, you're in a room full of hot firefighters, muscular men.
Yeah, you can't just pick one.
Yeah. It's like moth to a flame.
Yeah. Alexis would have had 10 of them carry her out.
Help!
Which one's taking me home, boys?
Well, let's find out for sure. We're going to call Jessica for you. We're going to try and get you your second date update. You ready, man?
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go. I'm dialing your number right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jessica?
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay, why are you guys calling me?
Well, we're doing a segment from our show. It's called A Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why. Sounds like a pretty fun segment, huh?
I don't know you, so I don't really know what this is about, but it sounds like you're having fun with it.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to have fun. We'd like you to have fun with us, too.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Sure. We're chill. We're hella chill.
But we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners named Eddie.
Oh, no.
You remember Eddie?
Yeah, he's hard to forget.
Oh, he's hard to forget.
Yeah, because he's a sexy firefighter.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, sure, that's what I meant.
I don't believe you.
Not very for some reason.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
He sounded lovely when we talked to him. And
he was into you.
You know, firefighters have to pass some physical tests, so he has to be somewhat hot and in shape.
And able to carry things.
Good with the hose.
Yeah.
Okay,
Jessica.
Okay.
No, Jessica, you're not on board with any of this. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, you know, he isn't someone that I ever want to see again.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know what your relationship is to him, but
he's my dad. Okay.
He's not, Jeff. He's your daddy,
maybe. Honestly, did he do something to offend you? Because he has no idea.
Sounds like he insulted you or something.
Yeah, Eddie emailed in. He told us all about your date, that you went to his Fire Academy graduation, and he was trying to be as respectful as possible with you the entire time, and said that, according to him, it went pretty well. That's not the case?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I don't know what he told you, what he's trying to get from you, but our date was all on me. He said he was taking me out And we were having dinner. He got up, exited politely for a moment, then motioned for me to come over while I was eating and asked if I could put my credit card down to pay for a $200 meal.
Wait, are we talking about the same date? Because you guys were at like a banquet thing for
Yes, absolutely. We were at a banquet.
Okay.
You can graduate and pay $200 per plate. And somehow, I didn't know any of this.
Oh, this makes sense. I've hosted a firefighter's ball before, and the tickets are, like, super expensive to go.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, and they're always really fancy affairs.
That's why they put on the nice dress.
Yes.
How come we weren't invited to that?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Yeah,
Alexis is, like, really mad at you right now.
I did it for years.
Jeff and I are not going to get over this.
Okay.
It's weird. Once I got married, they didn't ask me to host anymore. I don't know why. I'll just put that together.
So, yeah. Jessica, you're saying that he didn't pay for the meals, he made you pay for it?
Yeah, he said he forgot his credit card.
Oh, sure.
He said he forgot his credit card.
Firefighters make good money from what I know, too.
He just graduated, honey. He's not working yet. I mean,
he's like a fire intern.
Yeah.
It's like a struggling college student.
Right.
Firefighter.
Yeah. So you think he did that on purpose? He purposely didn't want to pay?
1,000%. You don't go to a banquet and bring a date empty-handed.
And you don't ask your date to pay. You ask another firefighter.
Yeah. Exactly. You get a friend to do
it. Ask a homie.
I mean, I would be kind of upset about that, too.
Oh, I kind of agree with you.
Well, yeah.
I'm just shocked that he actually contacted you guys. I'm really disgusted.
Well, it's interesting because he never mentioned anything about that when we spoke to him.
Totally.
So maybe we should just ask him directly because, Jessica, Eddie's been on the other line listening this entire time. He wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about? He's on the phone.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Eddie, you there?
It's not funny. Laugh.
Oh.
Hi.
That's it, Eddie?
Yeah, exactly. Like, listen, I'm in junior high school.
I didn't have the money on my card. I just got done paying for, like, my school and everything. But, like, if you want to set up, like, a payment plan, like...
What? Why did you invite her to that then? Just go take her to coffee.
Bro, and you can skip it. Why'd you even go?
I mean, it's your thing. It's your banquet.
I thought it would be a memorable, fun night. And she looked, like, just based on the profile pictures, like, based on, like, all the clothes that she's wearing, like, she looked like she was doing well. Like, that'd be, like, a drop in the bucket to her.
So, wait, you knew that you couldn't afford before you went to this banquet?
I mean, I figured that she would just cover it, and, like, I didn't know it was a big deal, but I'll definitely pay her back.
Oh, man.
Jessica, what do you think about that? A payment plan.
No.
Honestly, I just can't believe I didn't see the signs prior to this, and I think you're disgusting. I think you should probably go to etiquette school.
Oh!
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm offending you, Jessica. Like, I'm just trying to connect a love relationship.
She's talking about to Eddie, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't get that.
I would call him disgusting. I would just call him cheap. He's just cheap.
Yeah, and he's not going to be able to go to etiquette school. He's already maxed out his credit card paying for fire school. So you're just going to put him even further in debt now.
Yeah, I'm maxed out. Yeah.
To be fair, a lot of women do this to men on dates, like myself, just saying.
I mean,
it's just
but
flipped.
We expect it. Like, it's
not good either way. It's not
I
good
ask
if a
girl
man
out,
or a woman
I'm paying for everything.
Let's take money out of the equation, though. Aside from the payment, were you having a good time with Eddie?
Yeah, I had a good time until he got up and went over to his friend and started getting chummy with him and then turns towards me and points at me, waves his finger to have me come towards him. I was like, something's up here.
What?
Like he wants you to meet his friends?
Oh. Is this when he was asking for the credit card?
Yeah. It was like I was sitting at that table with food in front of me. A lot of people were looking at me. I did look good. And I had to like go over there. So the pressure was on.
All eyes on you.
So you felt like you couldn't have told him no. I mean, or you two would have been washing dishes to pay for your meals.
Yeah.
I really don't see what the big deal is. Because, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but all the money goes to the fire department. So it's like a donation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But still.
Like, if you don't think it's worth donating to.
Oh, it's on her now.
How did you just twist this?
Why wouldn't you tell her beforehand? I mean, maybe. I mean, if Jessica, if you had known, would you have agreed to go? Like, if Eddie would have said, hey.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
But now that he's called you heartless and cheap, now are you rethinking things?
Never again.
Okay. See, I don't know if that's true, Jessica. That's why I would love to offer to send you and Eddie out on another date. And this time, we'll pay for it.
Yes.
We'll put the entire bill on us. Not a banquet bill, just a regular, hopefully under $50 bill.
Yeah, like an old country buffet banquet. Yeah.
There you go. What do you think, Jessica?
Absolutely not.
Oh, dude, she did not have fun at all. Yeah. I thought she was from the beginning to end. It
Eddie,
didn't sound like it.
You really read that night wrong.
Okay, well, can I get the money just to go on another date then?
Oh my gosh, hot men are always missing some quality to them.
You can't have everything,
Alexis. No, you can't. Okay, you either get rich and ugly or hot and broke.
Apparently. Well, I don't know. I think, Eddie, if you really do want money, you bring that firefighter outfit over to the studio. Give Brooke a little bit of a dance, and it's going to be raining ones all over you.
Mama going to make it rain.
Oh, no.
Okay, never mind. It's getting weird now.
I don't think I can pay fire school in all one.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I can't believe it, but my songwriting skills have become so well known, so acclaimed around the world, that several big corporations have actually reached out wanting to use my talents.
Whoa, really? Yeah. That's awesome. That's congrats, friend.
In fact, a major baby product company just approached me, and they asked me to come up with a catchy new jingle for their new line of baby oil.
Interesting.
But they came to you for that.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you use it in the right way.
Well, I definitely use it.
That's
for sure. I wanted to send in a few ideas. I thought maybe their new jingle could be like, baby, baby, baby oil. I thought that was
simple
a good option.
And effective.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Or instead of Drake started from the bottom, they could do, rub it on my bottom and we're clear. So submitted those, but after I sent them in, have not heard back from the company.
Oh, I wonder why.
It's been several weeks.
Maybe they needed to hear you sing it.
Maybe. Yeah. And then also, somehow I was mistakenly added to a local Predators watch list.
Oh.
Look what happens when you're just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, I'm sorry, friend.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to be singing, baby, baby.
Maybe whoever did that to me will appreciate my brand new song of the week. Take me off that watch list coming up.
Oiling up adults for once.
Yeah. We're going to do it coming up at 8:10. All right, it's time for Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week.
Okay. Yay.
But first, big thanks to everybody who's been to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok lately.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. At Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yeah, last week's song about the summer heat wave got 500,000 views.
Okay.
Wow.
So really cool, but got another topic on my mind. Because over the last 6 or 7 months, we've been seeing a huge trend of people suddenly deciding to up and quit their jobs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I swear to God, at our company, every week, there's a new, like, we're going to miss so-and-so, but they've moved on to better things.
Yeah.
They're calling it the Great Resignation.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you didn't know about this, after the pandemic, businesses have been struggling to get their workers to come back into the office or back into their stores because they got a taste of the sweet life.
Oh, yeah, they
Working
did.
From home.
That sweatpant life.
Yeah, drinking at 10 a.m., watching HBO Max during a business call.
It does sound great.
I mean,
taking a nap.
Seriously.
I still do that all the time, and I'd love more.
Yeah. Plus, unemployment benefits are so good right now, it's almost more lucrative not to have a job.
A lot of my friends that are servers were like, yeah, dude, I'm making just the same as I'd go to work. I just hit back and make 100, 200 bucks.
It's crazy.
Not bad.
And so already millions and millions of people across every industry have said, that's it, not doing the daily grind anymore.
Wait, are you quitting, bro?
Yeah, is that what this is leading up to?
But look, I'm not going to get there yet.
Oh, great!
Okay.
This fall, experts say 1 in 4 employees are going to leave their jobs in search of better opportunities.
No, there's 4 of us.
I was going to say that.
Which one?
Who's it going to be?
God, I've been here too long. I think I'm stuck.
I hope it's not me.
It's unprecedented what's happening, so I have to sing about it. And I just wanted to give all the workers out there who've maybe already quit, or if you're thinking about quitting soon, a song that captures that feeling of throwing in the towel and telling your boss, screw this.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm out.
F you. You're
supposed to be, hey, stick with it. You're going to get over it.
No way. Not today.
Do what you need to do. There's only one life. YOLO.
That's right. Felt so good.
Oh, great.
So instead of singing Khalid's number one hit song, Your Location, it's Young Jeffrey's Resignation.
Yes.
Yeah, I do love some Khalid.
Yeah, right.
All right. I'm going to point when I'm ready. Point. Had this realization, I kind of hate my occupation, so I don't need these paychecks no more from you.
Saying I'm through.
Send my resignation, it's 2 weeks notification. Go and tear up my W-2. The email troubles that we got into, was it CC'd to me or BCC'd to you? Let's hit delete. I've had it with the long commutes. Rather work at home and wear my birthday suit. So, and my healthcare package, I'll vanish like Atlantis and move to Kansas, where I'll get me a farm and grow the devil's cabbage. I wanna end this occupation and find one offering more vacation, and when I leave, I'll play you a sad kazoo. Grant me a termination, my try space aviation. Hey Jeff Bezos, do you need a new crew? Don't wanna see another damn spreadsheet, no. Screw this cubicle, now there's a lot of cool jobs where I could go. Doing half the work, make it twice the dough. I'm only quitting right now cause I want to. This company stinks, I've been thinking. I gots to go online and fix up my LinkedIn. Leave my work frustrations and spend more time playing PlayStation. Cause I got dreams and once I quit they'll come true.
Here's what I'll do.
I'll travel around this nation inside a van for habitation. Posting pics at every Wendy's drive-thru. Bye, suck my time card, I resign. Better be a farewell party on cue.
Steal some toilet tissue.
My, who knows what new work I'll find. Mater D on a Disneyland cruise. Good luck filling my shoes. I might make perfumes, draw tattoos, carve spoons. All these things that I could do, train raccoons, rob Egyptian tombs. I'll choose. I'm so sorry, but I'm done working for you.
Dude, that was a vibe, bro.
People are going to go to the YouTube page and just send that to their boss.
Yeah, that's the 2 week notice.
And then the boss is going to listen and be like, is that it?
No, the boss is going to love it and be like, honestly, that was so good. Go ahead.
I might too.
I support this.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Almost inspired myself to resign from the show.
No. It's the raccoon part, isn't it?
I think it's the Egyptian tomb thing. I've watched The Mummy, so I pretty much get it.
That was like the 1400s that was a thing.
No, it's easy. You don't trigger the booby traps, don't read from the Book of the Dead and reawaken the mummy that kills everybody. Like,
you know more than I did.
Yeah,
so I think that you're good.
I mean,
$1 billion treasure.
I'll go back to the raccoon section. Yeah, that seems to fit me more.
No.
Text into 78592. Tell us what you thought about the song of the week.
Tell us if you're about to quit your job.
Yeah.
We'll have the video of this up on the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube, on the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media.
Yep.
And I don't know, should we even do the phone tap?
Of course we should.
Should we all just call it right now, turn the mics off, and hit the bars?
No, we still like our job.
Yes.
Bars? They're not open yet.
That will be when we get there.
That's right. I guess we'll see. Your phone tap might be coming up next.
Please, I hope it is.
Or you may never hear from us ever again. We'll find out right after this. Well, we decided to come back. Yep.
Not resigning. Didn't last long, did it?
But it is almost time for your phone tap. We're still getting texts into 78592, though, regarding my new song of the week.
Oh, my God, I loved it.
If you missed it, instead of singing Khalid's hit song, Your Location, I sang my own version called Resignation because of the new trend of millions of people quitting their jobs post-pandemic in search of something different, something better.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of response to 78592. One said, Jeff, great song. It just inspired me to quit. That way, I'll never have to drive to work again and listen to your stupid show.
Oh, wait.
Thanks.
Hey, hey, look backfired. What you did.
Wait, yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, I did not think about it that way.
No. Wow.
I don't want people quitting, like our listeners quitting.
Yeah, and listen, you can listen at home. You can listen on the app. You can listen to all of our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts.
On your smart speaker.
Do I sound desperate?
No.
Like, please, God, not listen. I'll pay you. I will come to your house.
Another text came in that said, I'm pregnant with my boss's baby, but I'm married to someone else.
No.
Maybe I should quit.
Yo, you need to be on the mass speaker.
You need to be on Maury.
No, do the awkward Tuesday phone call with us to let one of them know.
Okay.
Then you can quit.
That's there right. you go.
But hey, if you like the song, if you missed it, or you want to hear it again, go check it out on the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube, on Facebook, TikTok, or our Instagram. You can share it with a fellow quitter.
Please, God, this is what Brooke's saying. Please, please go and check it out.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, Brooke, this is for two in a row today.
All right.
You're going to be playing first-timer Janice from Kent. Janice, what's up?
Hey there.
Hey. You having a rip-roaring summer or what?
What?
I'm having a great summer.
Yeah. What are we doing this weekend? Slip and slide?
Going to Great Wolf Lodge for my daughter's 13th birthday.
Oh, man.
That's going to be even better than a slip and slide.
Man.
Real water slides.
Sounds like a lot. Are you scared for your daughter to turn 13? Because there's something that goes weird in our heads at that age.
A little
nervous laugh. That's a nervous laugh.
She's actually a teenager.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Good luck.
Thank you. I need it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. Janice, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Your time starts now. The Summer Olympics start today. What city will it be in?
Tokyo.
Winnie the Pooh was named after what Canadian city?
Vancouver.
A botanist studies what?
Botanist, flowers, plants.
What's 1,000 multiplied by 1,000?
100,000.
Sapphire is a shade of what color?
Blue.
All right. Good work on the answers there. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And Janice, whenever we have contestants on this, we usually like to ask them their interesting fact, but I've already seen your interesting fact and I'm going to tell it for you.
Why?
Okay.
It's really, really cool.
Okay.
So apparently, Janice just reunited with her high school sweetheart from 20 years ago.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just reunited. We reunited 5 years ago. We got engaged on 4th of July.
Oh, congratulations.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Wow.
And they actually have two kids, and they're amazing.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Yeah.
That was so good.
My high school sweetheart hit me up. She has like five kids now, and I was it went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
We didn't run towards each other. I was like, okay, good to hear from you.
Five is about three too many.
Yeah, three too many. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
That's really cool, Janice. All right, Brooke, you're up. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. The Summer Olympics start today. What city will it be in?
Tokyo.
Winnie the Pooh was named after what Canadian city?
Winnipeg.
A botanist studies what?
Plants.
What's 1,000 multiplied by 1,000?
A million.
Sapphire is a shade of what color?
Red.
What does the AC button on a calculator stand for?
All clear.
Qantas is the largest airline based in which country?
Australia.
Which country is Brie cheese originally from?
Ooh, Denmark.
All right, we got those answers. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you did with Jose.
You about to lose your job.
Oh, sorry, Jose.
Oh, it's okay. I've seen it coming.
Bolaños.
Janice, you got three today.
Yay.
Yay.
I can live with that.
And Brooke. Mm-hmm. Wow, you got six.
Oh, God.
Smoked you.
Well, let's go over the answers for everybody. The Summer Olympics start today. It takes place in Tokyo, Japan. Winnie the Pooh was named after the Canadian city Winnipeg. A botanist studies plants. 1,000 multiplied by 1,000, that's 1 million.
I was right. Okay.
You're so bro. Confident, bro. Yeah.
Sapphire is a shade of blue.
Oh.
I got that right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And AC button on a calculator stands for all clear. Qantas is the largest airline based in Australia. And Brie cheese, originally from France.
Mm, duh.
Where yeah. you would probably think it should be from.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Janice, I'm sorry. Can't give you any money today, but just for playing, you do get a $25 Red Robin gift card. That'll set you up for a nice dinner with your boo. Or you could do what I do and spend all $25 on a side of campfire sauce and then just take a big bath in it.
Yeah, swim in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, really?
Yuck.
Oh, man.
Don't knock until you tried it, Janice.
Yeah.
Your 13-year-old is probably going to be doing that later at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Swimming in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she does make a mess, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you got control on it, Janice. Thank you so much for playing. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.